A flag raising was held Thursday morning in celebration of Syracuse University's newest building and to mark the start of this week's fall semester. The National Veterans Resource Center took 8 years to complete from conception and was funded entirely with philanthropic gifts. The center comes at a time when Vice Chancellor and founder of the IVMF, Mike Haney, says SU is experiencing record enrollment.
About 1,400 military-connected students enrolled at SU, so that population is our student veterans, as well as our ROTC cadets, and also our active duty military. You know, you saw some of them raise the flag today, and then also military children.
Haney says the current GI Bill allows parents to pass it on to their child. Indigenous populations are also making up a significant part of student veterans. That's no surprise to Onondaga Nation's Sid Hill.
We have the highest percentage of any ethnic group to join the military, of all of the natives across the country. So I mentioned before that a lot of our young men didn't have to be drafted. They just voluntarily enlisted.
Hill shared his own very personal connection of a veteran he'll never forget.
My father was in the Army during World War II, and he came back, and he never talked about it. He never talked about it to us, so I don't really know, you know, how much he saw. And it wasn't. And later, someone had interviewed him, and he said, "Well, they told us not to talk about it," and he kept that. He kept that word.
The $64 million NVRC building has unique accessibility features that allows movement seamlessly from one level to the next via large ramps. A larger celebration of the new center will be scheduled at a later date. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.